And he describes what opened up for him in one of his autobiographical writings. A remarkable passage. In the spring of my 24th year, I was staying at Agon G Monastery, pursuing my strenuous studies, he means practices. Night and day I did not sleep. I forgot both to eat and rest. Suddenly the great doubt manifested itself before me. It was though I was frozen solid in the midst of an ice sheet extending tens of thousands of miles. A purity filled my heart, and I could neither go forward nor retreat. To all intents and purposes, I was out of my mind, and the moo, the no, alone remained sounding. At times I felt as though I was floating in air. This state lasted for several days. Then one night, at midnight, I heard the temple bell sounding in the distance, and I was suddenly transformed. It was as if the sheet of ice had been smashed, or a jade tower had fallen with a crash. Body and mind dropped away. I understood Yen Tu, how he could never be touched. I cried out, "Yen Tu is right here, alive and well." And the monks in the monastery thought that someone was being beaten up and given the same fate as Yen Tu. And they rushed into the shrine room, only to see Harquin beaming with joy. Not only does he resolve Mu, he resolves Yen Tu's fate as well. So here you get some some insight, some feeling into what the great doubt really is. It's the most profound questioning, the deepest possible doubt. You're looking into your deeply embedded categories, questioning them deeply, and that's setting up a tension. You're looking into existence and non-existence, form and emptiness, being and non-being. You enter the ice field, and then there is a shattering, a breaking, a dissolving. There's a great death, and then a joyous awakening.